Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening. The Holy Spirit. Boy, if you can get God's attention, why, in a time like we are in today, boy, I'm telling you, we are living in a time that, Reverend, you can be here today and gone today. You don't even have to be there a full day, you know. And I just think about how some people are really going through right now, man. They're really, really going through. And I'm not talking about just because they were so good. I'm saying because a little rain came their way. And when rain come your way, sometimes you just like it just don't never stop, you know. But I've learned something, man, in my little short time of living. Got to keep on pressing on. Keep on calling to this old trial and tribulation life. Because I believe if you're walking with God, this right here, you can't miss. I know, again, we were talking about last week by prayer, Monday by prayer. We believe God interceded in there with us, you know. But I'm telling you, even that same day, almost that next same day, we saw how Kansas City had that parade going on. They had the parade going on for winning the Super Bowl. They're the team, you know, normally every team do that, you know, baseball, basketball, hockey, you know, or they celebrate, you know, the whole town do, you know. And look what happened. The shooting came up. People running in rage. One got killed. And I understand that over 20 people got injured, you know. So I know that I'm telling you, that God is seeing a lot of this thing going on. And I know, so I said, why it happened like that? Because nothing moved without God's will. Nothing. Don't never get it twisted. But the person died. Person got hurt. Person got shot, you know. And a lot of times in the big pavilion like that, Reverend, you see, it can go on like that now. It ain't like it used to be. You go celebrate something, you don't worry about somebody shooting and all this. You might get a little, sometimes might disagree with someone, you know. But if that was a joyful time, it shouldn't have even been that kind of rage shouldn't even been in there, you know. That's why we have to pray. You know, that's why we have to pray and pray for one another. Because we live in a time that prayer is essential, man. We need to do it. We need to do it. And I'm going to say this here. I know sound cliche is, though, but let me say it anyway. In season and out of season, we need to lift God up in prayer. But this world is a cruel old world, man. It's a cruel world. You never know what's going to happen. You got everything lined out in your life, and you just don't know how the next man thinking, or the next woman thinking, or the next child thinking. You just don't know. Just pray for that if you leave your home, you come back the same way you left. Is that right about it, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're taking time out. Remember the people, man, you know, because, you know, like I say, you know, maybe I may be too sentimental with this here, but if it ain't at your front door, you ain't going to understand what I'm saying. Help me, Holy Spirit. If it's at your front door, you don't want somebody to come and pray with you. Oh, I know right about it. You don't want somebody to take time out and pray with you. But as long as it's not at your front door, no injuries, no sickness, no, are you good, you know? Oh, I didn't know that was on the news. Oh, I didn't know they were going across. You know, they say all the old folks look at news and read papers like that, you know. But we live in a time, you need, you have to watch it, you know. You're riding around, you just don't know what's going to happen, man. People are so desperate now. Never know what's going in their mind. What you think about it, Rip?
That's it, sir. Yes, sir, and that's why we should always pray. And I think what it is, people don't realize the power that they have in prayer. And some don't believe in prayer, or they think the prayer is just for cliche, or they say you're just going to pray about it, but they don't realize that when you have the faith, when you have that faith to match with that prayer, and then you expect things to happen in that, then that's when God moves. He moves on that, and especially when it's in accordance to his will. Praise the Lord. When it's in accordance to his will, he'll let you know. And he'll let you know how to direct your prayer. For those that believe in prayer, for those that trust in prayer, for those that don't use prayer for any ill intent, you know, you can't pray on somebody and wish something on somebody, because then that's a prayer, I believe, Reverend, of a wishcraft. when you just trying to get something done upon somebody, you know, that's like putting a root on somebody. But when you're hoping for salvation, when you're hoping for God's healing on something for the betterment of that person, it can be some help for their soul, you know. Sometimes a healing of the body speaks to that person and helps them want to make their soul to be even better. They are so grateful, and it causes a love to come about, and then saying, man, I know I shouldn't have got this blessing, so what can I do to please the Lord? Or what can I do to be better for the Lord? See, oftentimes God allows things to happen just so he can move and show you his reality, show you his healing power is still there, to show you that his awesomeness is still there, to show you his mighty counsel is still there. His blood still works. It never lost its power. But some people believe that because it's not happening when they think it should happen or the way that they think that it should be. But when you're a true child of God, you'll learn to say, not my will, Lord, but thine will be done. And Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help me what I struggle with them. But I know that you know what's best for me. You know what's good for me. And when we begin to pray right there, it don't matter what the prayer is, whether it's sickness or whether it's a bereavement of loss of a loved one, but we trust what? We trust the Lord. We trust the Lord, and we have full confidence that though it may hurt, Lord, but let your will be done. Though it may not be favorable, is what I may look at favorable, because I'm trying to hold on to something you're trying to pull away. See, sometimes people are like trees, you know. they hold on to the dead branches. They're not gonna do them no harm. But sometimes God wants to prune that's hindering our growth, you know, spiritual death, you know, that the things that are hindering us, that's causing us to die and not live. God wants to cut that out, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And this conversation where you can commune with the Almighty Creator, where you can commune with the Holy Spirit, you know, this prayer life, and not just when, like Real said, not just praying when something's at your front door, but in always praying. When you always pray, you can have that same compassion for yourself as you have for someone else. You know, that same one is dear to someone else's heart, it is dear to your heart as well, because you have that compassion of Jesus. You have that compassion of his Holy Spirit. And we are that, we have kindred spirits when we have the Holy Spirit. there's a oneness God makes up and he brings about us with us. That's why we are called family, because he has brought us in, and we're one care for another, and where one want to uplift one another, and one where another wants to see another one strive and succeed, because we're all pressing towards the mark that is in the high calling of Jesus Christ. So it is beautiful when someone said, hey, I need some prayer. And then that's your option, join together with someone and claim victory. To join together with someone and watch God show some love to someone else. Watch God heal someone else. Watch God do what only God can do. And that should make you excited when someone says, pray for me. It don't always have to be a bad thing, you know. It's what God wants to show. Hallelujah. He said he'll have mercy on whom he will. You know, he'll set you whom he will. So in that, he gives us this power. He entrusted prayers to his people. That's why he said, where we may pray for one another. You know, I can't do it without you, but God likes togetherness where we come together on one accord. Come here, come here, Acts. You know, when they were together on one accord in one place, and we would come together on one accord in one place, we all praying, hoping for God. That's what we do every time we meet. That's why I tell us, forsake not the assembly, because when we assemble together, iron can really sharpen iron. When we assemble together, miracles can be done. When we assemble together, His Holy Spirit can rest, rule, and abide within us. When we assemble together, secrets of the heart can be revealed. When we assemble together, where God can pull out. And see, God is like this. He's a gentleman. That Holy Spirit is a gentleman. You know, if you don't even want to tell all your business, but if you just want to let it be but between you and God, but just say, pray for me. See, we don't have to know your business, but we can pray and hope for God's blessing, and then you will come back with a testimony. God did it for me. See, that's what we want to share out to others, that God is still blessing, God is still delivering, God is still setting free. People don't realize that God is still doing it. He's still doing it. We don't serve a dead God, but we serve a living God, a risen King. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, when you going through the introduction like that, you know, God's blessing us, man. You know, David brought some to us, and Luke brought some to us. We can get off into it. Time permitted, we can look at both of them, right? Luke 18:10. Luke 18:10.
Praise Lord.
And Psalms 86. Psalms
86.
You know, if God will be done. I want to thank God, man, for that. You can interject in time, real. You know, we just going to
praise the Lord.
We're still dealing with prayer. David prayed. You know, prayerfully that you pray. You know, and I want you to know that you don't have to sound like nobody. Like you don't have to tune
that's
up
right.
like nobody. You just have to have a sheer heart. You know, when you go to God,
that's it, man.
Just be. When you go to Him, you go with your own words. You know, and Jesus will do something. If anything's not right, He will what? He gonna. If you pray like you know, prayerfully like He told us to pray, He said, "In the name of Jesus, if there's anything in my name, He'll give it to us." You know, so. So let's look at this in a minute. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for your love. We thank you, Father God, for your awesome power, Lord. Lord, we're coming right now, Father God, to ask for your strength, Lord. We ask, Father God, for you to come in and bless us right now, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to bless all the ones who had took time out to come just to hear you in your word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, as we come forth, Lord, let us decrease the God to increase, Lord. Move anything to hinder this ministry, Lord. And we ask you as we come to you, Lord, we ask you to cover all the prayers, Father God, the ones who already asked for in advance, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for hearing it too, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, for your healing. We ask you, Father God, for financial blessing, Lord. We ask you, Father God, for even jobs, Lord. We ask you, Father God, for your healing in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for all these things that you already have done. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're gonna look at David for a minute. Then we're gonna read all of it. We're gonna just see how David responds to when he prayed. Look how David in 86, if you can get there, Psalm 86, and you can put your finger on Luke 18 in a minute. But Psalms 86. Psalms 86. Look how I read. Bow down thy ears, O Lord. And you know, but when you want God to just come, and you know, He said He want Him to come down and hear Him. I want you to let your ears hear what I'm saying, you know. And I don't know about you, to get God's attention, you got to be humble. He said, for I am poor and needy. That's what he said, Reverend. And he said, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou of my God, save thy servant that trust in thee. He said, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Now, I want to back up. He's giving the petition, the supplication to God, knowing because he has a relationship with God. That's why when he's doing this, he know God hears him. Because look what he did. He said, for I am holy. First time you hear somebody say, for I am holy, they be saying, oh, he think he right. He think he ain't that Reverend. You think you better than everybody. If you pray like
all
that.
Right, all right.
You think you better than me. Look, he think he better than us, you know. He said, but oh thou my God. See, he humbled himself. Yeah, you preserve my soul. I'm doing what I'm doing and help because of you. And then he tell me, I am holy because you are,
yeah.
Because thou art my God. He said, you saved our servant that trust in thee. Now, that's a powerful thing. When you start looking at God and knowing that he was the one to put you in the situation you in, and like, David was a warrior. David went around killing and fighting, and that was his assignment on earth. You know, everybody's assignments are different, but here was a warrior and fighting and killing and God, and he trusting God for all his bother and all his life. He didn't go what? He didn't go a day without thinking about God, because if you read the scripture tell you, David was a man after God's own heart. He chased.
Yes, sir.
He wanted God to hear him and see his love that he had for him, even though he had sin. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, cover him.
Mm-hmm.
But God said he loved him so much that he loved my heart. He said, be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice thou soul of thy servant. For unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. You know, when you start making a petition to God, say, Lord, I'm not even worthy to even ask what I need to ask for you, but Lord, but I cry to you daily, Lord. I open my mouth and I tell you word for word, verbatim, to what's in my heart that you already know.
Yes.
But I want to tell you, Lord, I rejoice because I know you hear the servant. I know you hear me, oh Lord. That's what he's saying. Because you lift my soul. When you start praying and you believe in your prayer, Reverend, it starts lifting. You know, you start believing. Having,
yes, sir.
You have more strength. You know, you start being more bolder. You know, talking about, I know everything gonna be all right. That's not cliche.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is able. Somebody said, how you know when God?
Yeah.
If you walk on this earth. If you have an intimate relationship with God, he's going to do something miraculous in your life to tell you that he's been in the midst. Because
I'm
tell you, when God heal you, when God deliver you, and God sets you free for some things, you don't remain the same. Things change. You don't think like you.
Yes, sir.
You don't talk like you. You kind of consider your walk before you do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't move around like you used to. You start thinking about
who
you offend. Is I'm offending somebody? Because if I am, Lord, forgive me. Because I know these are your children.
Mm-hmm.
When you can go to God and rejoice into that and know that God has lifted your soul, he's giving thanks in a different way, Reverend. He's praising him in a different way than the other folks would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of folks know how to pray while they're in church. Help me, Holy Spirit. They know how to get lift them up real good. But when times get tough, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When times get really tough, when no one around and the Bible ain't in front of you, you know, but can you rejoice? Can you rejoice? Can you say, thank you, Lord? I must read this scripture. He said, for thou, Lord, are good. Is that still
in the book?
For thou, Lord, are good and ready to forgive the plentiness of mercy unto all of them that call upon thee. Is that still in the book? You know he has sinned. You know he has messed up real bad. And look what he has. I know you hear me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know you forgive me. Boy, that's saying something there. That's telling you, because, you know, if you can get in your pity party, you might not look at this like that. But if you look in the Word and see how God has blessed you time after time, you'll have the same testament. Lord, you've done it before, Lord. I just ask you to forgive me again.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you to give me strength while I'm weak in, Lord. You know, because he said it's not just he's so good. He said he's ready to forgive. You know,
mm-hmm.
but he put it back at him because he didn't forgave him too many times. Remember, it's plentiness of mercy on all them to call them on there. And I don't know about
mm-hmm.
it. If I can just put it like this here, you know, you can call on. I can call.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, hear me by my voice right now, can call on and hear all of us individually and answer just like that. We could be way outside of town, way outside of state, and he hear us. You know why? Because
mm-hmm.
he have an attendant ear. Because the next scripture tells us he have an attendant ear.
Yeah.
He said, look, now watch this, man. Look at what he said. He said, give ears, O Lord, unto my prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Attend to the voice of my supplication. Let me do it again.
Yes.
Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. I want you to hear me. Because he started off like that, didn't he, man? But he started
mm-hmm.
how he started off. He said, bow down thy ears.
Bow down thy ears.
O Lord. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hear me, for I am a poor and needy. His spirit
mm-hmm.
was broken. You know, we've been some bad spots, Doc. We've been some
stuff,
man.
We
just be very weak, you know. But
mm-hmm.
some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of way, we just find a way to get to God's heart. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Get to God's heart. When you look at the word supplication, he's pleading to him and telling
him
to hear him. He's asking him to hear him. Oh, I love this. What you got there, bro? I hear you stumbling over there. What you got over there?
Yes, sir. I like that. I like how he presented like as being humble. You know, most prayers don't get answered because people go to God too haughty, like they're trying to order him around. But he wants that humbleness. That man, sometimes
mm-hmm.
he allows spirits to be broken that you may come to him in humility. You know, not self-righteous, but it is a beauty that the Lord would hear us. He said, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, not someone else, but it's me. I'm the one that's poor.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's needy.
Yeah.
I'm the one, Lord, you know. He not blaming
uh-huh.
nobody else, but he said, in other words, it's me standing in the need. And I like that. I like it would let us know that it's not us that's doing it, but we know that it's God that's doing it. We don't stand on our own ability because we don't trust in ourselves, because we trust in ourselves, surely we'll fall. But if we give it all to God, and the best that we try to do sometimes, even in that, we fall short. So we still run to the one that can uphold us, that can lift us up. And I like how he said, give ear. Give ear, oh Lord.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah.
Because, and see the thing about it, he's been to God before, and he knows that God blessed him and helped him. So he knows he can return unto God again for that same help, you know. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful. I like that rest. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. And that's what we're trying to do, encourage you when we're doing this. We're trying to encourage you that you talk to the Lord. You go to the Lord.
Yeah, that's it.
Go to him
that's
in prayer.
It.
And when you go to the Lord, verse 7 says, in the day of my trouble, I
that's
will call
it.
Upon thee.
Praise
for
the
thou,
Lord.
What is it? For thou wilt answer me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
thank
I trust
you,
that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I trust that.
Oh,
man. I trust Come on,
even in my worst time, I can call on you. Now, this don't always have to be that you did something wrong. Now, his
come on
his
now, come on now.
He did something wrong, and he asked God for forgiveness, and he know God will hear. But it could be something that you want God, you urging God to do, and you want God to do it. And let me tell you something. And you know you're not worthy to get it. You know you're
come
not.
On,
hold your finger
now.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your finger right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your finger on seven. We're gonna come right back. Hold your finger.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go right over the loop right now. We're gonna ease the loop and try to tie these two things together. Loop 18. We're gonna
come on,
go
man.
Over there and see can we
yes,
have a little
sir.
Gumbo.
We're ready.
Y'all ready for this? Yeah, this pop up. You know what they call it? Look what
they mix it all together.
We're gonna mix eight, and nine. Watch how it reads. Luke 18 and 9.
Yeah.
And he spake this parable. Oh, help me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look what he said. He used the earthly thing, but getting a heavenly meaning. Watch this here.
That's it. Thank
he,
you.
That's what the parable means. Earthly thing.
Mm-hmm.
Earthly thing so you can understand, but getting a heavenly meaning. Look what he do. He said, and he spake this parable unto a certain man which trusted what? In himself.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they were righteous and despised.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
Now he's going to give us an example. And
yes,
how
sir.
Not to pray. And how
come
to
on
pray.
Now.
Watch this here.
Come on
two
now.
Two men went up
mm-hmm.
into the temple to pray.
Yeah.
The one
mm-hmm.
is a Pharisee, and the other was a publican.
Yeah.
You know, the Pharisees are the ones who present the law, who always be the one that's trying to judge you by the law, strict, real strict by the law, you know what I'm talking about? And the publicans are sinners. There's two different contrasts right here, two different people
yeah.
that he used in an illustration of these two people. He said the Pharisee stood now and prayed
mm-hmm.
thus with himself. Now watch this now. Don't mess with it. Just happened now. He said the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. With himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now nobody else with
yeah.
him. Look how he talked to God.
Yeah.
God, I thank thee that I am not as the
all
other
right.
man
are. Listen.
He started all of it. He started out like he finna come out right with it. Then he throws some lukewarm water in there when he throws this here. And he's talking about, I'm not like old Reverend Henry. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sorceress. I don't steal. You know, that's what he said. He said, I'm an unjust man, adulterer, or even as this a publican. You know, he didn't gave God a line where I am, and they on the other side of this line. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is where I am. And Reverend Henry over there. Eric, them over there, I'm over here,
yeah.
you know. I'm better than them, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm not no star shit. I don't steal. I'm unjust. I'm not an adultery. He could call and see inside that God already know. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to tell
yeah.
you he don't do like this. And then he'll mention somebody's name in his prayer. I'm not like the publican. Help me, Holy Spirit.
All right.
I'm not like the
all
publican.
Right.
I fast twice in the week. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I give tithes of all things and I possess. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said.
Yeah.
He said, and the publican standing off, he said, stand afar off, would not lift up his so much, his eyes to heaven. But what he did, but smoked his chest. I mean, hit his chest up on the breast of his, and said, God, He said, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we're going to read it. We're going to go on and read it a little bit more. But I want to tell you, when we read this a long time ago, third prayer, all he was doing was talking to himself.
Mm-hmm.
The second prayer, he got God's
mm-hmm.
attention. Because he came humble, like Reverend said, the David did
yes,
earlier.
Sir.
He came humble to him, you know. You know, he
mm-hmm.
said, I'm poor and I'm in need, you know. He said,
yeah.
bow down you. You want God to listen to
mm-hmm.
these two men. One was hardy, and one wasn't humble at all. And the other was very humble. He was so humble, he hit his chest and said, I'm not even worthy to be in thy presence. He said,
yeah.
but have mercy on a sinner And look what he said. And I'll tell you this, Dave. Now it's in red now. He said,
mm-hmm.
went down to this house justified rather than the other. He said, for everyone that exalts himself should be abased. And he
mm-hmm.
that humbles himself, Reverend, should be exalted.
Exalted. Well, praise the Lord.
I know it's very simple, but let me give you something. You'd be surprised how many people go to God and hold their fists at them. Like, they don't even know they do.
Come on now. Yeah.
They don't even know they're conscious of doing it. That they take it to God like they know God got to have it and God got to answer them. You know, I did this here. I paid my tithes.
Mm.
I did pretty good.
Watch out, man.
I tell all the church to know now. I be everybody there sometimes.
Yeah.
I pray the loudest, you know. I pray the loudest. I ain't stand up when I pray to you, God, you know. I ain't like that old sinner. I ain't like that sinner. No, I ain't like him. I don't do that much sinner. You know what I'm saying? That much. You know?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. God looked at him. He said, which one you think he heard? The one was humble? Or the one was with a holy spirit. The one was
mm-hmm.
lifted. He didn't hear that.
Thank you.
So it started off just what he said. He prayed to himself. That thing goes nowhere.
Yeah.
People be surprised.
Yeah.
Say, well, I mean, he probably sound good. So eloquent, charismatic, with it, everything. If you don't know how to go to God, if you unlearn,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you ignorant to how to pray, you know what I'm talking about. Now watch this here. But the sinner said, I'm not worthy, Doc. I'm not worthy.
All right.
I'm not worthy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sinner like me is not worthy. Now, this will mess a lot of people up, Reverend, because
mm-hmm.
I believe it's over in John. And I believe when he asked, he don't hear a sinner's prayer.
Mm.
Right? That'll mess people up because he just said he was what, Reverend? He said he was a sinner.
Yes,
yeah. You hear what I said? Many
mm-hmm.
times we hear
mm-hmm.
scriptures been taught, you know what I'm talking about, that he said that he was a sinner. Is that still there?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
knowing
sir.
That there, Reverend, that tells us that that God hears the worshipers. Am I right about it?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and I know right about it because when you are trying to get God's attention, you know, you start thinking about, are you coming to him correctly? Oh, help me, Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. So what I'm trying to get to your listening of your ear, we have to make sure when we go to God, he can hear us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
See, God won't. You hear what David, he wants him to take his ear and come down and listen to him. You know, I
mm-hmm.
want you to take time out. I know somebody that probably calling on you, but I want you to take time out to listen to me, Lord. That's what he's saying, right, Reverend? I want
yeah.
you to hear me today, you know. I want you to come, but I understand if you don't come, but please come all at the same time. You understand? Because
yeah.
he knows that God listens. And when God listens, man, I'm telling you, Reverend, it's a many times that we need to watch out for something. I find out that
yeah.
when we praying like we praying, Reverend, the devil is in the detail of a lot of things, man. He's in the detail so strong that he'll reverse your thoughts or your words that you'll say to God. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You have to be clear. See, that's why you need to be clear when you go to God, you know. You need to give
mm-hmm.
reverence to God. You know, sometimes our mind be so filthy and so messed up, we just get up and just start talking, you know what I'm talking about? And I want to tell
yeah.
you need to go to God. That's why we ask God to forgive us. Don't help
mm-hmm.
me. That's why we ask God to forgive us for our sin, known and unknown sin. Why I say that? Because we want to go to God. When he sees us through Jesus. How we do that? How
yeah.
we see through Jesus? He see us because if we go without Jesus, we'd be just like that. But what happened to his brother? He was praying to himself.
Yes,
he was praying to himself. He was
mm-hmm.
praying to himself. That prayer stayed in the room. But when you have a prayer life, Help me, Holy Spirit. When you have a prayer life, God is moving really close. And I know. Look here. Look here. Now, this is what I'm talking about right here. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all, if I can just pause for a minute. Just for a minute. You know, it's got to be something going on while we're hitting this prayer, right? So my brother just texts me. You know, I don't look at these phones that much, but my brother just texts me. And in their church, they lost one of the church members lost one of their sons, if I'm correct. Doc, hit the one button if you can talk. And he just got shot. He was 16 years old. Okay. 16 years old.
Lord, man.
What would you say to one of them? What would you say? Why do you think God got us in this prayer right now?
Can you hear me?
Doc, you on that? Yeah,
can you hear
I got
me?
You. Yeah, y'all can hear. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Now, how it went?
It went down kind of wild, man, because these are young kids, and you have a grown man using young kids to do activities not right in the eyes of God, and this young man just got caught up, man. Because this old man come got this young man to help him fight his brother-in-law. You hear me? And so this young man and his cousin got in the car and went down there, and the guy started shooting crazy, and one of the guys jumped out the way and he get hit, and the guy who went down there with him, he left them all down there, and they running for their life, the guy that got hit, no, they would transport him to the hospital, and he died on the way to the hospital. 16 years old. He's a twin. And so right now, man, we, like I told my brothers, man, we can do good inside the church house. You know, we got to get out into this community and touch these young men. You know, and like I was telling these guys, you know, like I was telling them, you can be all churchy all you want to, but when inside the church, but what are you going to do when you step out that door? Are we going to reach the community? Are we going to be what we are, God-fearing man? You know, we can talk good inside the church. Are we talking good outside the church? That's what I'm talking about. You know, God already he done blessed us so much. Since He blessed us so much, you know, what are we doing with that blessing? Are we holding for ourselves, or are we giving it to the people in the world? You know, sometimes, man, we can get so full of it and think we better, you know, because God has bought us from a mighty long way, and we get content where we at, and then that pride come in. You know, that's one of the greatest sins is pride, because that's what happened to Satan. Satan got so powerful, you know, he thought he was better than God. Started looking at himself in the mirror, thought he was better than God. You know, and so, you know, God had to banish him out the kingdom, you know. And
yes,
so,
sir.
You know,
yes,
all I'm saying is, since we didn't came, huh?
You good, bro. You good.
Now, man, since we didn't come a long way, man, since God done brought us a long way, man, you know, we got to get self out the way, man, because coming in the door every Sunday or every Tuesday or every Wednesday, you know, and you leaving the same way. That's, you know, you just beating your head against the wall.
Mm.
And my thing here, as a God-fearing man, you know, I do my duty. Every day I do my duty. I tell somebody about that man by the name of Jesus Christ. Some way, somehow, man. Some way and somehow, because that testimony that I have, because I know what He brought me from. And things that went down here, man, you know, they hurt a lot of family, a lot of people, because of this child was so young, man. So we have to get out the church house. I don't care where we at here in Jacksonville or East Texas or in Fort Worth or wherever we at. You know, looking good going in, going in that door, you're looking better coming out because you're giving what God has given to you. Do that make any sense?
Yeah. A whole lot.
My thing with that, Brother Ed, Pastor Ed, Reverend, all the Reverend, everybody on the show, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, take over the show today, but I'm just tired, man. I'm tired to see all like young man's getting killed, man. It ain't nothing. You know, for us as God-fearing men, just grab him by the ring and grab him by the hand, because God grabbed us by our hand when we were still in our foolishness. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you brought us, look at here you go, man. If you brought us to something on a foundation that would never fall, we need to do the same thing with these young men, and not just here in Houston, but everywhere else too, man. I'm just so up right now, man, because I see these young boys grow up, man, inside the church house, and then what's so cold about it, man, for me, that's what maybe what's so cold about it, man, when I see them, I talk to them, you know, and you know, because they get so full of the world, it's hard for them to grab them because the world got them so hard, you know.
Yeah.
The world got them, it's hard for them. See, sometimes, man, God got to bring you down to your lowest point where you can understand what he wants for you to do.
Amen.
Now, I'm not trying to hold you show up, Eric, the pastor, Reverend here, all the Reverends on the hill, man, the pastors on the hill, you know, but, man, I'm tired of seeing all this gun violence going on, man. You know, killing unnecessary things. You know, it's a demonic spirit in people, man. You know, if they're not understanding what that living water and what he can do for, it's always going to be this way. You can look at this here, man. You know, people will tolerate as Christians. I'm just saying as Christians. People will tolerate what's going on in the world because God got them at. But if you tolerate what's going on in the world, you miss what God has for you. You know, we're missing what God called Galatea.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? We can't tolerate this madness going on in this world, man. And see, if we tolerate what's going on in the world, what you think he going to do on that day? On that day, he said he going to separate. He going to separate the seed from the goat. You know what I'm saying? You hear me?
Yeah,
and when he
says
the seed from the goat, are we going to hear what he say? Huh? Well done, my good servant, huh? Are you going to be that goat?
Yeah.
I thought, no, it's too late now. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late, man. Brother, I'm not trying to hold you show up or anything. I know we got a digging meeting, man. I'm forgetting this meeting, man, so we can get in and so we can talk about business about the church, man. But I had to get on the show, man. I know I get on the show all the time, but I don't say nothing, man. You know, because I like the word, man. I like to hear. I need that word, you know. I need that word because I know Brother Jack. I know Josh, I know what I juggle do. You know, and I'd be listening.
Yeah.
I just don't say nothing. But this particular time right here, man, it really touched because it was really close. You know, it was really close. And I seen these kids right raising with my in the church, man. So
man, well, you
gonna
gave
have a
confirmation.
Meeting, I'm sorry for this right here, man. But we're gonna have a meeting.
No, you good, man? You good? Go ahead.
Have a meeting right now. I'm listening.
You good? You good, man? I'm gonna tell you
when
you get off.
Sorry, man. Just going in like that, man. Cause I know you got a platform. I know your pastors. I know you got a platform. Y'all stay with the what y'all
I'm
do.
I'm good, man. You see, I stopped it. You good? You good, man? Because you just gave confirmation, man. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is a harvest, man. We're not in no church right now. We preaching out over what? Millions and millions of people, John. It's a lot of people, man. This stuff is archived, man. We have people who call in on this ministry and said they were just looking by and said, let me just click on. And then when they heard the message, they said, I was glad that I called in. So I know what you're saying about getting out the phone, you know, I understand. You know, I know what you're talking about. But what I'm saying, you confirmed something, because that's why God told me to start building this prayer again and then educate the people by praying. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We got to pray. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So cause we got to be ballot tested. And being ballot tested, it's going to take prayer. Okay, Jehoshaphat.
You better talk with me.
Okay,
man, I'm trying to get out, man, but we had this meeting, man. I'll get back with y'all, man. I'm right.
We're going to be praying with y'all.
Love y'all, man.
We're going to lift y'all up.
Just keep us in prayer, man. Just keep us in prayer. Just keep us in prayer, man. Because prayer changes things, man. Yeah. God bless y'all. God bless y'all, brother. God bless you.
We got you.
Yeah.
Stay down.
Yes, sir.
Brother, man, that job, no deacon job, huh? But say, but that just confirmed. That just confirmed what we're doing. Like I was saying earlier, you know, that Reverend Henry said the same thing. That this thing is getting closer and closer, and we got to pray. You know, you don't know. Look at that. Even though he was doing what he was doing, but look at that. You know, just look at it. You know. It could just be that quick. I said, somebody said, well, I ain't gonna go out there and do what he did. But you could have been that one. He didn't go. Somebody moved out the way. He got the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, mm-hmm.
That could have been either one of us, man. Just a standby coming by, seeing somebody shoot, and then get hit. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm telling you, we're living in a time bullets don't have addresses. You know, they don't have addresses. Some of these people just shooting, just be shooting, you know. And that's why we want you to be in prayer for your home, your job, you know, wherever you're going out every day, you know, to keep a hedge of protection around you. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this here. He will. He will. He
mm-hmm.
will protect you. Now, there are going to be some things that God going to allow the past, but that don't mean he's not protecting you. A lot of this stuff he's trying to give us more strength in him and not ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? More strength in him. So he'll allow a little thing that you have to call on him. You have to go to him because prayer works. I'm a living testimony. Prayer works. And I'm telling you, he's been moving and touching our heart ever since we met him. Oh, heaven, Holy Spirit. What I'm talking about. When we turn ourselves around and start going anywhere. I'm not telling you you're not going to have no problem. I'm not telling you people are not going to die. I'm not telling you the trials is not going to get heavy and the tribulation is going to be burdensome. I'm telling you God is bigger than all of that. That's what I'm talking about. Anything you're going to do, trust me, God is bigger than that. There's nothing that you go through that he can't. What? Is it anything too hard for God? Is it impossible?
Mm-hmm.
No. He can have it. Give it to him. You know, you hear we go, they go on there. You got it. Some of us might not get in the fight. You know what I'm talking about? He might not let us get in that fight. But some of them he called us to do. We got to get in the fight. Because we accept the call. We're stepping the call. You can't put it down because it ain't in your church only. You got to do this thing in season and out of season. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then I'm telling you, man, some of y'all, can I say this? I hope y'all don't get mad when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all. If you got a Bible, especially a hard copy, I want you to hold it in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hold it in your hand. I don't know how yours look. If that Bible, it don't have no tour in it, the pages ain't got no marks in it. If it ain't got no wear and tear to it, I'm telling you, especially you've been listening up, we've been telling you to go to it, you know. I'm telling you, you need to start getting some wear to it. It wants to be used. It wants to be picked up. Not just on the one day out of the week. It wants to be picked up. It wants you to pick him up. And it's a living word. It's a living Bible. It lives.
Yes.
Now watch this here. You probably own the Bible people ever read. Now they got it, so now physical Bible. Yeah. You can hit the old phone, it'll read to you.
Ooh. Yeah, well.
I know about it. Yeah, so you can't have no excuses now. Well, I ain't got time to sit there and do all that reading, but you can hit play and just let it go. Yeah. Get God some of your time. So you'd be surprised how God will speak to you in the Word by you just getting some kind of some boasting them. Not there's no one scripture. I'm just telling you now. I know that's good too, but if you can get in there and get you more than one scripture, because whatever scripture they send out that daily, you need to read before and after of it, you know, to see what that scripture really, really means, to get the full context out of it. As I'm right about it, man. It's a right back.
Amen.
Win.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So even though my brother came in like he did, and I know, like I said, you remember I said earlier, because if it ain't at your front door,
mm-hmm.
look how quick it came to their front door.
Mm-hmm.
Look how quick it came. That's how it is, my brother and sister. Sometimes the phone rings. Some of y'all might. I hope I don't hit y'all age, but some of y'all go to bed kind of early like I do, right? And and the phone somebody might call you. I'll call you at 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock. You know what I'm talking about? And you look at that. Who calling me? This ain't good. This ain't good. That's when you're looking at. This ain't good. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I hate when I see that somebody call me that late, but not just because I don't want nobody to call me, but sometimes I be worried, like, what's behind it? And then certain numbers come on there, I sure don't want to see them. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it might be one of your loved ones, might be transitioned on, or something happened, I'm just, right at that time, you're waking up, you look at your phone, oh, man, so
yes,
he all right. Oh, I hope he all right. So hope this is going good, you know. This how you're looking at it, because if somebody call you, they know you, and they call you at a certain time, and they repeat and calling you, that's a problem.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a problem, especially if you call me and while I'm at work. You know what I mean? You know I'm at work. You know what I mean? So I said, I got the answer, you know what I mean? Because I know you calling, you know. So then when I call, sometimes I'll talk real, no. Sometimes I can't, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this here. It's getting real close, church. Really close.
It might not come.
What you say, bro?
I like how you said, you know, when they call in repeatedly. See, sometimes we need to repeat. Some people just pray, but sometimes you need to keep praying. Keep calling the Lord. He want to know, do you really want what you're asking? do you really want that clean heart? Do you really want to know more about Him? Do you really want to be righteous? Do you really want to be holy? Do you really want Him to remove the things that's hindering your you know, early in this Luke, the 18th chapter, you know, there was a woman there. It was a widow there. She was persistent. She was persistent. And went to the judge that even feared, that feared not God, regarded not. But it didn't stop her. She was persistent, you know. That's where we need to be. Because the adversary, he's going to be persistent. He's going to try to trouble you.
Yes.
But just as hard as he troubled you, you need to call out to the Lord, you know. Humble yourself and call out to the Lord for God's strength. For him, because we don't have to fall.
Oh, yes.
We can be persistent and call out on him for his strength. You know, we don't have to let the adversary win. Call out to God.
Oh, sir.
He can do what no other power can. Call out to him so you can see his power is still available. The scripture is still that fervent prayer. That's a hot heated prayer. That's a plea. That's a cry unto the Lord. That you know, when you Rhea preached a sermon one time, enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, when are we gonna say that? When are we gonna say that? Enough is enough. You know, Lord, hear me, please. Enough is enough. I don't want to keep putting up with all these things that Satan is putting in my way that I'm accepting. I need to start rejecting. Enough is enough. And praise the Lord, baby. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yes.
We're going to sit aside, and then, again, we're going to spin that hand out. You know, if it was something said.
Praise God.
That you know you didn't understand, if it's something we need to go back over, we can. If it's something you liked about it, you just want to wave your hand, you can do that too. And then again, we know we got to put a brother them church and the
one of the twins has got killed, you know, over there. You know what?
Lord, mercy.
We're going to lift that up in prayer. Young man, 16 years old, you know, ain't lived long enough to, you know, to have a life, really, you know. You know.
Lord, have mercy.
We just want to lift that family up. And, you know, somebody said you can shorten your days, you know. You know, that's in the scripture. You can. You really can. You know. But I do know one thing about it. But the family, they're going to need prayer. No matter how somebody outside might think about how it went down, but the family going to need some prayer. You know, they're going to need some prayer. We're going to lift that family up. And my brother, them concerns about being more getting in the vineyard, you know, working a little bit, you know. And church is, I'm a firm believer. Go to church. Yeah, but outside of church, it should be the same thing. Man, man should be wrestling. Man should be wrestling, no doubt. He shouldn't. If he's saving now. Should be wrestling if he's saving now. Should be wrestling. You should know that you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. And you should know so much is in your heart. Once it's in your heart, it don't leave. I'm telling you, if it's really in your heart, even though you might make the mistakes and bump your head through life, but you never will walk away from it. Never will. Once it's in your heart. That's what people don't understand, though, because people think, well, he did it or her did it. But yeah, we all fall short. Ain't none of us perfect. I don't care who think they is. Look, it's so crazy that a certain religion won't allow the men to marry and the women to marry. They're doing with the kids and everything. They mess them up. And God said in the beginning, I created man and woman, you know, to be together. You know, who come up with that idea?
Yeah.
That's why life is so messed up. We need to pray. People out there mentally disturbed. You know, that's, you know, you don't walk up just kill nobody. I don't care how mad you get. Once you settle down, if that demonic spirit leave you for a minute, because that's what that devil do. Let you see what you're messed up at, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. Consider what you're going to do before you do it. Pray to God. Don't let nobody put you in no trap. You know, I've learned something in my hard way. It's hard. It's easy to get in trouble, but hard to get out, boy. Put yourself in that situation. Yeah. Come to Jesus as you are. If you know him, pray for us too as well. Lift us up. Lift the ministers up that God allowed to come on sometime. Lift us up so we can try to do your will, you know.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God, too. I thank God, too. I thank him for his blessing. I thank him for his love. And I know he answered prayer. So we know we got to keep on laboring for the believers, man, you know, the house of prayer. That's what we have to do. We have to lift one another up. You never know it's going to be your day. This day was just text me. You know, my brother right there, he just text me about what went on down there where he at, you know. Jacksonville, Texas. Yeah. Well, so we're going to lift that up. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
If anybody don't have nothing, Reb, if I don't have nothing, everybody good? Yeah, anybody want prayer? Everybody all right?
Man, beautiful. Yes, sir.
So we thank God, man. We thank God. And you can pray and give us a song out of here, man. One to two.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As we go to God in prayer, thanking him for this lesson, thanking him for this gathering.
Yes.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing that we even come together. We gain strength from one another and to pray for one another. We thank God for that opportunity. As we pray, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Can't thank you enough for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy, and for how you bless us to have listening ears that we can hear from you, and you over overly give us witness, overly you give us assurance,
yeah.
You give us confirmation. We thank you, Lord. You let us know by your Holy Spirit. You give us evidence that you even make witness of it, that we're being led by your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. We pray for those that freshly bereaved family, that loved one died,
yes,
on the way to the hospital, Father God. We ask you to guff them, give them strength, Father God. And those,
yes,
that are left behind, that are affected, Father God, even the one that pulled the trigger, we have ask mercy upon all, Father, all families, Father God, in the name of this. Bless us to wake up and see the reality of so much evil that's running rapid, that let men, women, boys, and girls turn unto you. And even some ask the question, what must I do to be saved before it's everlasting too late, Father God? Let your love, in the name of Jesus, let your love abide, Father God. Let your love abide in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we love you, Father. Thank you for an opportunity that you reminded us that we should always to pray, Father God, and not faint. Father God, we're leaning, hoping, and depending upon you. Our trust is in you, not in ourselves. Not leaning to our own understanding, but all understanding, we ask you for your understanding, Father God, that we may be a vessel that you can use to teach your people to get the word out. Oh, Father God, for it's everlasting too late. Just want to thank you for this message, for this messenger, for the faith, for those that have faith to believe, still believe in prayer, Father God. Have faith to lean and trust and hope in it. Have faith to know that it's by faith that we can be pleasing to you, by faith that we can be, Father God, do a work for you by faith, Father, not by might, hallelujah, but by your spirit and grace that you've given us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We ask forgiveness for sin, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, things that would hinder our voice from getting to your ear. Hallelujah. Things that would hinder our voice from getting to your ear. Let us not only talk to you, but let us open up our hearts that you may speak to us, Father God, that we may remove the things in our lives, Father, that we can be more pleasing in thy sight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Rebbe, this song, it just came up, Rebbe. Oh, man, it just, thank you. Somebody need to hit it. It just came to me. Oh, man, like a trumpet, Rebbe. Thank you, Jesus. It just came to me blasting, Rebbe.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling.
Ooh, Yeah.